Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, so you might have heard this earlier in the week, and I'm here, and I assume I'm alive, live on the air. And I think yesterday I misspoke. Yesterday I was thinking it was Friday, but it obviously wasn't. It was Thursday, and I said, hey, I'm not going to be in here tomorrow, which I was actually thinking of Monday. I won't be here Monday and Tuesday hitting the road on Sunday. Headed down to Pensacola, Florida. My buddies, my brothers, my friends, John and Andy Irwin, the Irwin brothers, who now have launched Kingdom, which is a whole Christian movie studio inside one of the big studios out in Hollywood, that just recently started filming their next feature film that they're doing. They're actually going to be putting out two a year and working with other Christian filmmakers, but they're starting, they're filming right now, I Still Believe, which is the story behind Jeremy Camp's life, the singer Jeremy Camp, Christian singer, but mostly around his first marriage. And I say first, which is kind of leading the witness. He married her knowing that she had terminal cancer. So it's kind of a bittersweet love story, and that's called I Still Believe, which is also the title of one of Jeremy Camp's big hit songs. So they're filming down in Mobile, Alabama, and Pensacola, Florida, so I'm flying down there Sunday, this kind of a media thing. And I'll be on set for a couple of days, and who knows, maybe I'll end up standing in some crowd somewhere and end up in one of these Christian films, which is what happened with Unplanned. And if you didn't recognize me in Unplanned, send me an email or something, steve@thestevenobleshow.com, and I'll tell you exactly where I was the next time you see it. You go, oh, yeah, there he is. I noticed the red hair, easily sunburned skin, and then not quite as much red hair on the back top of my head. So I'll be gone Monday and Tuesday. Going to play a best of show on Monday, but on Tuesday, my buddy Stu Epperson Jr. from the Truth Radio Network, who's been in the radio world ever since he was born as part of the Salem Broadcasting family, literally the Epperson family. He's going to fill in for me on Tuesday, but I'll be live back in the chair on Wednesday next week, so flying out on Sunday. So I'll let you know what's going on with that, and that movie's coming out next year in the spring, but I'll keep you abreast as we move forward in that. So because I didn't do the show on Monday, usually I come in and do the show on Memorial Day. That's not always fair to the other people that are involved with what it takes to get a show done. So when I do Memorial Day in the past, I always open the phones up to you. And if you know, as a reminder, Memorial Day is different than Veterans Day. Okay, we're looking at all veterans that have served in the military. And Memorial Day is specific to honoring the men and women who died while serving in the U.S. military. And interestingly enough, I don't know if you know this, take between 2006 and 2018, that 12-year span, 72% of the military deaths occurred in what the military calls under circumstances unrelated to war. As they train and as they prepare, that is a dangerous world to live in, the military world, no matter what branch you're in. And so 72% of the deaths in the last 12 years have been unrelated to actual war actions. The military calls it under circumstances unrelated to war. So if you'd like to honor somebody that has died in service to this country, it doesn't necessarily mean it happened during wartime. But if they died while they were in service, that is what Memorial Day is about. I've got other news stories, and there's plenty of things, as you know, to talk about. But I wanted to give you the opportunity, if you would like to take advantage of the air that God has provided, and many of our generous donors provide the funds to help pay for the air, because we have to buy the airtime that you're listening to today. And I'll talk about that more this summer. We've got some fundraising efforts coming up this summer. But if you want to honor somebody in your life that gave their life, the last full measure of devotion, then I want you to call in. And it's somebody, if it was somebody that my great-great-grandfather died in World War I, That's fine. If you want to do that, I would love to give you the time. I do not have to talk all the time, contrary to popular opinion and contrary to some people who have the same last name and live in the same house that I do. But if you would like to call in and honor somebody in the military from your past, your family, friends, whatever it may be, a son or a daughter, unfortunately, whatever the case, that lost their lives in service to the military while they were in the military, That's what Memorial Day is all about, and I want to give you that opportunity to do that today on the air. So if you'd like to call in and honor them, I would be more than happy. It would be a blessing to me to be able to give you the time to do that. 866-348-7884 is our phone number, 866-348-7884. If you would, and again, I'm being specific here to Memorial Day. Anybody that has lost their lives while in service in the military is what Memorial Day is all about. And if it was during a war or not, if it was an accident, whatever the case may be, while they were in the military, then I'd like you to call in and give you the opportunity to honor them. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884, as always, or 866-34-TRUTH. And I've got a bunch of different news stories and things I want to talk about today. But if you call in, I will stop the presses. I'll hold everything and give you the opportunity to honor that military man or woman in your life. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. My buddy on Facebook Live, Peyton, just reminded me it's the last day of May. How crazy is that? Are the years getting shorter as we get older? Yes, it sure seems that way. I mentioned this yesterday. And again, if you want to call in, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH to honor a previous member of the military that died while they were in service to this country. And again, it does not have to be during wartime. Like I said, 72% of military deaths in the last 12 years did not occur during war circumstances, okay? But I want to give you that opportunity. I mentioned this the other day, Justice Thomas, in the big decision out of Indiana where they upheld a law that required the remains of babies, children aborted, to be handled in a appropriate manner. Which is interesting that they're acknowledging that there's something special about those remains. It's not just like a lab rat or something. But then they refused to deal with the other part of that particular law. And Justice Thomas wrote literally 21 pages of the history of the eugenics movement. Think Hitler and think Planned Parenthood and Margaret Sanger. And that really upset Justice Ginsburg. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, uber liberal, right? Can't believe she's still holding on this long. But here's what she said, because he referred to pregnant women as mothers. Now, listen to this. This is very sobering. This is a woman who's on the Supreme Court of the United States who said the following. A woman who exercises her constitutionally protected right to terminate a pregnancy is not a mother. This is one of the 9 Supreme Court justices in the United States of America, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. A woman who exercises her constitutionally protected right to terminate a pregnancy is not a mother. So we obviously have yet another science denier out there, in this case on the Supreme Court. Isn't that sad, disgusting, pathetic? She's not a mother? Of course she is. Ridiculous. We'll be right back. Steve Noble, The Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you this Friday, last day in May. Shocking. But if you want to call in today and honor a member of the military, remember Memorial Day was on Monday. That's when we honor the men and women who died while serving in the U.S. military, not necessarily during wartime, but died while they were in the service to the military, any of the branches. That's what Memorial Day is about. So if you'd like to call in and honor somebody that you know from your life that fits that bill, I would love to give you the time to do that today. Always need to take the time to honor the men and women in our military, both present and past, and of course in the future as well. But if you want to do that, please give us a call. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Dan, who's calling in from Durham, North Carolina. Dan, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. Go right ahead.
Yeah, no problem. I'd like to dedicate this to Captain Cash of the 120th Infantry Division out of the North Carolina National Guard. We unfortunately lost him during the Battle of Akuba in 2005 in Iraq.
And how did you know Captain Cash, Dan?
I knew Captain Cash indirectly because I was in the North Carolina National Guard in the same division as him.
Wow.
I worked out of a unit in Sanford, North Carolina, an armor unit for the North Carolina National Guard, and I just happened to meet Captain Cash on several occasions during training for the Iraq mission.
And what kind of man was he? I mean, I know you didn't get to know him a whole lot, but what'd you think about him?
You know, he was a young guy. You know, I was a young guy at the time, too, but for a captain, he was a young guy. As far as everybody else's demeanor around him, they really looked up to him. And, of course, post-death, a lot of people, you know, had a lot of really great things to say about him that I just didn't know about him, and I wish I could have learned about him. And although I didn't know a lot about him, he's a very honorable man. He died an honorable death, and I know everybody misses him. I've crossed paths with somebody just within the last week, and his name was spoken.
That's
so this
amazing.
Is a very strange situation, Bill, to dedicate it to him, but for Captain Cash.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Dan. Thanks so much for calling, and God bless you, and thank you for your service as well. We appreciate you.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you,
absolutely.
Sir.
You're welcome. 866-348-7884, just like that. See how easy it was, and all of us can join in together and honor Captain Cash, who gave his life back in 2005 in the military service, and that was during the wartime, obviously, in the Middle East. And I appreciate, Dan, you calling in and doing that and being a part of that, being able to be a part of that and honoring somebody that odds are most of us don't know and have never knew Captain Cash, but yet we can honor him and every other man and woman that served in the military, both present and past, and especially because it was Memorial Day on Monday, those that gave their life. So if you'd like to do something similar, I would love to give you the airtime to do that. 866-348-7884 today if you want to call in and honor somebody like that, like Dan just did with Captain Cash. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. I mentioned a minute ago, and I've got a bunch of other stories, but I'll stop for any of you that want to call in and honor somebody like that. I mentioned a minute ago that Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, in reacting to Justice Thomas in a recent, this is just a decision that came out earlier this week out of Indiana with the Supreme Court, because, you know, he had the guts, the gall, to refer to a pregnant woman as a mother. And then Ruth Bader Ginsburg, one of our Supreme Court justices, a woman who exercises her constitutionally protected right to terminate a pregnancy is not a mother, she wrote. And she also said that Justice Thomas was showing more heat than light in his opinion. Pretty intelligent woman, all right? I'm going to give her that, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Why would she say that a pregnant woman is not a mother? You got to learn how to think like this, okay? Here's the deal. Because if you were to agree that a pregnant woman is a mother, what does that mean is inside of her? When you say somebody's a mom, I'm going to be a mother, I am a mother. If you're a mother, you have a son or a daughter, right? That sounds a lot like a human being. So if Ruth Bader Ginsburg or any other radical leftist who's a pro-abort, pro-child death, pro-child murder in the womb, if they say that mother, that's a mother, because now you've acknowledged that what's inside of her is a child. It's a human being. And they can't go there. The same thing happened a few years ago when a pro-life activist on camera approached Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Remember her? She used to be the head of the Democrat Party. And she asked her, she found out she had twins. He said, before your daughters were born, were they human? And Debbie Wasserman Schultz literally would not answer the question. Well, I've always believed in protect a woman's right to choose, but that's not what I asked you, ma'am. Were your twin daughters, before they were born, human? Well, I've always... Are they human now? Yeah. Right, so when did they become human? Because see what happens? They cannot give that. They cannot go down the road, mention personhood in any way, shape, or form. That's how controlling the idolatry is of the pro-abortion crowd. Really shocking. Let's jump over to Thomas is calling in. And again, if you want to call in honor of a veteran that, you know, a member of the military that gave their lives while in military service, not necessarily during a wartime, because, like I said, 72% in the last 12 years have been non-wartime related accidents and things, causes of death. But if you want to call in and honor a man or woman that you know that gave their lives, lost their lives while in service to the military, give us a call, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. We're going to go to Thomas, who's calling in from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Thomas, thanks for calling. You're on with Steve. Go right ahead.
Hey, thanks, Steve. I want to honor my father, Edward Gavin, who contracted a flesh-eating bacteria in his lung,
man,
during the Korean conflict when he was with the Army in Signal Corps in Thailand, and he had half of one of his lungs removed immediately, and then he battled it for 50 years until last year when he died of bronchiectasis due to the bacteria that he contracted in service of the country.
Man, that's amazing that all those years later, it's so sad, but and praise the Lord that you had him for those 50 years, right?
Yes, for sure. And also, he met my mother while he was in the hospital at the military hospital in Boston, Massachusetts.
Wow. And then of course we have you as a result of that meeting. So God is always at work in those circumstances. Thomas, thanks for calling in and sharing that with us today. We appreciate that.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend. And again, if you want to call in and honor somebody that gave their lives in service to this country, please feel free to call in today before the show is over. I'll give you the time to do that, of course. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. A story that is getting buried right now. It's an ongoing story, but this is just shocking, and we need to be aware of this as we continue, and we all should. Praying for those in authority over us from the president on down. May is shaping up. 19% increase over April, just in Texas, but it's the whole border, in terms of another record month for illegal immigration. Preliminary data from Customs and Border Protection apprehensions so far in May show the numbers continue to skyrocket. Preliminary weekly data, Border Patrol agent who must remain anonymous because he's not supposed to be talking to the press. This is out of the Conservative Review. Let's get this. 71,834 illegal aliens were apprehended between points of entry in the state of Texas alone from May 1st to May 28th. Almost 72,000. That works out to a daily pace. Listen to this, 2,565 per day, or a flow of 936,000 annually just in the state of Texas alone, based on the numbers from May. One has to go back to fiscal year 2006 to find this level of annual apprehensions in all four border states combined. This ensures that May will now crush April's unfathomable numbers. Some more details about that, which is what led Donald Trump, President Trump, today. This came out that he announced 5% tariff on Mexico, and he's willing to take it up to 25% unless the illegal immigration problem is remedied, is what he said. So he's putting pressure on Mexico, but the tariff puts pressure on America, too. But he's not one that's afraid to roll the dice. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you today. By the way, if you want to call in, I do the show on Memorial Day this year. I just decided to take it off and give other people that are involved that there's other people that have to get involved in order to make this show happen live. And so we wanted to respect that and give them so that we wouldn't be a burden on Memorial Day. And I spent the day with my family, which was great. But usually on Memorial Day, open up the phones. And if there's somebody that lost their lives in service to this country, it could be somebody that you didn't even know. Somebody from a former family member that you've been taught about and you want to honor them, I'd be honored and thrilled and blessed to give you the airtime if you want to call in and honor them today on the show before we run out of time. Please feel free to do that. And I know some people are like, a lot of people, most people, in fact, are like, oh, I don't, if I call in, I'll sound stupid. Blah, blah, blah. Don't ever worry about that stuff. It's not like I get it right all the time either. Nobody does. But I want you to take this opportunity. If there's a member, somebody that you know, family member, past family member, maybe you didn't even know them. It's somebody on down the family tree that died in service to this country, and you just want to honor them, just call in and do it. And we would want to honor them with you. That's an opportunity for us. Don't steal that blessing from me to be able to join you or anybody else to honor somebody that you know of or that you know that gave their life in service to this country in the military. Please give us a call before we run out of time on the show today. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884. And just call in, tell us who they were and how you want to honor them, why you want to honor them. And just to mention them at all would be a great blessing because we would want to join you in that. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH if you'd like to do a quick shout out to somebody that served this country and gave their life in service to this country. And again, it doesn't necessarily need to be somebody that died in wartime. That's what we generally think of. But like I said, between 2006 and 2018, 72% of military deaths occurred on what the military calls under circumstances unrelated to war. So if you want to do that, 866-348-7884. Mariana on Facebook Live is, I think she's here in the Raleigh, North Carolina area, which is where I live and broadcast from. But asking about gathering at an abortion clinic, our friends at Love Life. And listen, Love Life isn't the only group out there. Love Life, we've had them on the show many times. I work alongside them and just trying to help them out and get more and more church partners and people involved. But they do this in three different cities in North Carolina. They're soon to launch this September in New York City. New York City's the abortion capital of the United States of America. And every Saturday, they go for 40 weeks every Saturday. It's kind of a 2-hour, 9 to 11 Eastern time, and they gather here in Raleigh. We gather at a church, the Summit Church, one of their locations. not too far from the abortion clinic, and we do about 45 minutes starting at 9 a.m. in the morning. There's people going to abortion clinics almost every day of the week, except Sunday. Most abortion clinics aren't open on Sunday. Isn't that interesting? But there's sidewalk counselors and people out there praying and preaching the word and trying to reach these women and men that are coming in to have abortions. But Love Life does this in North Carolina. So Saturday, 9 to 11, and they have partnering churches that will adopt or they'll take a Saturday. And I decided to do that with this radio show audience, with the ministry. Call to Action is the original ministry that gave birth to this radio show in the first place. And so we have tons of supporters and friends and our family here in Raleigh, North Carolina. So to answer your question, Mariana, next Saturday, June 8th, I'm inviting all of our Call to Action Steve Radio Show friends that I know a lot of people because we've been active here in the Raleigh, North Carolina area for about 15 years now. And we're kind of adopting that Saturday. So Saturday, June 8th from 9 to 11 a.m. Just go to lovelife.org. You can get the details there in terms of where we gather here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I would just be so honored and blessed. And I'm telling you, if you've never been, and most Christians don't even know where an abortion clinic is. You come out, and I took a bunch of my students recently, and a bunch of them brought their parents with them, and it was amazing to watch them experience this. This really puts feet to your faith. I don't know a single serious Christian that doesn't say they're pro-life, but what do you do with it? This is an easy way to show up. This is an experience that I think every Christian should have. I think we should all have some tension in our lives over this issue of abortion, that am I doing enough? What am I doing at all besides saying I'm pro-life? And this will give you an experience just spiritually as a Christian to see the light engaging the darkness in a physical way there outside of an abortion clinic where you know what's happening. 25, 30, 33 babies will die that day most of the time in that abortion clinic across the street. And to be there to pray and to worship and praise the Lord in the face of that darkness takes your walk with Christ to a level that it probably hasn't been to before. So I hope you'll join me next Saturday, June 8th, 9 to 11 a.m. here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Go to lovelife.org and come out and join me there and be a part of that. It will bless you. It's important. And if you saw the movie Unplanned, one of the dirty little secrets that Planned Parenthood doesn't let out is when Christians are outside, if we're just outside praying, which is incredibly powerful, right? If we're out there, then their turnaround rates, people show up and they leave or they just decide to drive on by. Appointments getting canceled can be as high as 75%. That's the power of prayer and Christians who actually bother to show up. So I hope you'll check that out and come join me next Saturday, 9 to 11, June 8th here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I want to mention somebody else. My cousin Vance, who's down in Texas, and we kind of reconnected recently last fall when my father went to be with the Lord. We had just an awesome memorial service and was able to connect with some cousins I hardly ever see. Vance being one of them, veteran himself, he said he wanted to mention his wife's father, who died in 1957 when his wife was just 6 months old. Sergeant Augustine Monalay, U.S. Marine Corps, Korean War vet, Bronze Star for Combat, his hometown, Hilo, Hawaii. And so thank you for mentioning that, Vance. We honor him alongside you. Thank you so much for mentioning that. If you want to call in, by the way, and do the same thing before we run out of time, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. I mentioned this before we hit the break. What's going on down in Texas? This is an absolute emergency on our southern border. From a human perspective, from a political perspective, from a legal perspective, all across the board, this is an emergency. I was reading those numbers, 71,834 illegal aliens apprehended between points of entry in the state of Texas between May 1st and May 28th. And all the stuff that goes with that, health issues, human trafficking issues, drug issues, all of that. This is a huge nightmare down on our southern border. And that's just Texas. So that works out to a daily pace of almost 2,600 per day, or a flow of 936,000 annually. And that's just in Texas, okay? This is blowing the April numbers away, which is blowing all the other numbers away. This is a massive problem, which is why President Trump just announced today that he's slapping a 5% tariff on all Mexican imports starting June 10th to pressure the country to do more to crack down on the surge of Central American migrants trying to cross the U.S. border. He said the percentage will gradually increase up to 25% until the illegal immigration problem is remedied. Now, what's Mexico's part in all of this? It's significant. It's there. How much? I don't know. And this is dangerous to the U.S. economy. And I've said it 1,000 times if I've said it once on the air. I think the only way Donald Trump loses next year in the election is if the economy tanks. So if he keeps playing hardball with tariffs, that could very well happen. And Mexico is a big trading partner of ours. And I appreciate him going after it like this, but he's rolling the dice. This can be very dangerous. And so we'll see what happens, but he's trying to put pressure on Mexico to do that in order to help stave off some of this nightmare going on down on our southern border, which is a human problem. That's not just political. We tend to think of it just politically, but it isn't. It's much bigger than that. And all these people that are coming and all the young people that are coming, it's a nightmare down there. And so we need to be praying for those in authority over us about all of this stuff, whether you voted for him or not, whether you like Trump or not, whether you like every member of Congress, and I know you don't, neither do I, or not, we need to be praying for them. That's not an option. That's a command. 2 Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 2. Pray1tim2.org, by the way, which you probably hear on the commercial breaks, is a great reminder that I get every day to pray for certain members. And from your state, just go to pray1tim2.org and sign up for your state, and you'll get an email every day to help you remember to pray for those in authority over us. It's going to get really interesting on the heels of what Bob Mueller did the other day in his little 8-minute atom bomb there talking about the special counsel. But Bob Barr, the current attorney general, this was fascinating. Did you hear about this? This was just in a CBS News interview that aired earlier today, talking about what's going on with this probe of the probe. So he's investigating the investigation, all right? Like many other people who are familiar with intelligence activities, I had a lot of questions about what was going on, Barr said, referring to the origins of the Russian probe. And I assume I'd get answers when I went in. And I have not gotten answers that are at all satisfactory, he added. In fact, I probably have more questions than some of the facts that I've learned don't hang together with the official explanations of what happened. Barr did not elaborate further on the findings, but added, things are just not jiving. This is... This is going to get far more interesting before it goes away, and it's not going to go away. As long as the president's last name is Trump, you're going to have this happening. But Bob Barr and the gentleman Durham, who's just a tough prosecutor, really, really tough prosecutor, Durham's going after all this stuff. And heads are going to roll, I hope. I'm so cynical at this point after everything the Clintons have gotten away with. I'm like, is anybody in D.C., is anybody going to face justice that actually deserves it? Hillary Clinton, it didn't. I mean, it's amazing. But maybe Bob Barr is going to get this done with Durham, the prosecutor. That would be nice, wouldn't it? It would be nice to see some of these crooked people at the top, especially in our intelligence agencies and in the Justice Department, get perped walked themselves because it looks like they need it. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back. Because you are more than I could ever dream. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you. Working our way through some different news items today, things that we need to be aware of. And let me just remind you again, I need a reminder of this myself, which is why I get an email every day from my friends at Capital Commission. Pray1tim2, that's 1 Timothy chapter 2, pray1tim2.org. You'll see I had somebody on hold. I was going to take you in next and bring you up. So if you want to call back, please feel free to do that. 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884, or 866-34-TRUTH. If you'd like to honor somebody that lost their lives in service to this country, because that's what Memorial Day this past Monday was all about. And I didn't do the show live on Monday, but I want to give you the opportunity to call in and honor that, because I'd like to honor that person with you. I believe all of us would. So feel free to call. We had somebody on hold, and then they just disappeared. So if you want to call back, that would be awesome. I'd love to give you a time on the air, and I'm sorry we had to keep you on hold there for a little while. But talking through some other news items, and I was mentioning what was going on down on the southern border, and the numbers just continued to skyrocket. It's a political emergency. It's a border security emergency and crisis. Humanitarian was the word I was looking for that I could not bring up. I was having what my dad would call a senior moment. Other people would call it a brain fart. And I had a couple of people on Facebook Live are like, they're like saying, is it cow flatulence? Are we not allowed to say the word, that particular F word, a brain fart? It's not an FCC violation. It's childlike, perhaps, or even sophomoric, if you want to go there. But there, I just said it twice on the air. I think that's probably a first in 12 years of being on the radio that actually said that word. But that's okay. We're just gonna move along. Just trying to keep things occasionally a little bit lighter here because we got heavy stuff to deal with all the time. Check this out. I love the Babylon Bee. So I post stuff on Facebook. A lot of people throw stuff around from the Babylon Bee. You have to understand the Babylon Bee website is satirical, okay? They are ruthless when it comes to mocking and satire. Ruthless, but they make great points, like this one. And then I'm going to go to my buddy Clay. He's calling in from North Carolina. Moloch, some people say Moloch. Okay, that was a Canaanite god that people used to sacrifice babies to him, okay? So here's the headline in the Babylon Bee. Moloch says he may rethink presence in Georgia if anti-abortion bill goes into effect. In further backlash against Georgia's heartbeat bill, the Canaanite god Moloch says he will reconsider his presence in Georgia if the bill goes into effect. Quote, he feels like he's being singled out by this bill, said Moloch's spokesman from underneath a dark cloak. Women's health is very important to him, especially the child-consuming part of it. Moloch has long offered power and glory to whichever nations would sacrifice their children to him, and it is unknown how this could affect Georgia's economy if the fire pits into which children are thrown are extinguished for good. Think of all the jobs that could be lost, warned Stacey Abrams, who lost the election for Georgia governor and has since disputed the result. We need Moloch for a strong and prosperous Georgia, and all he asks in return is that we sacrifice children to him, children we mainly don't even want. The Georgia bill is expected to be challenged in court, and Moloch will join in the brief against it, along with the child-eating monster Lamia and Planned Parenthood. So there you go. Moloch says he may rethink his presence in Georgia if the anti-abortion bill stays in effect. And they keep signing them, but they're all going to court, and then there's going to be a temporary injunction, and they'll get shut down. And we'll see where this goes. This is another one of those things that we need to be praying about. And again, if you're here in Raleigh, North Carolina, the Triangle area, next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, so June 8th, I'll be with our friends at Love Life, and I'm kind of officially adopted that Saturday to invite all of you. If you're a Truth Radio listener here in North Carolina, in the Raleigh-Durham-Chapel Hill area of North Carolina where I live, you've been involved with the show or the Call to Action Ministry for a while, I'm inviting you to come out. I brought a bunch of my students out a couple weeks ago to do this, 9 to 11 a.m. to go stand in front of an abortion clinic, actually just a little bit across the street, where we pray and we worship and praise the Lord together. In the face of that darkness, which has an impact. So that's going on out there as well, and that's a week from tomorrow. I'll remind you a bunch next week as well as we move forward to that, and I'll put it on my Facebook page too, so you can go there. And you can always join me here in the studio during the show, by the way. We do Facebook Live pretty much Monday through Friday each week. The Steve Noble Show on Facebook, you can join us right now in the studio. I'm going to go to my friend Clay, who's calling in. Clay, thanks for calling, buddy. Always good to hear from you. Go right ahead.
Hey, brother, God bless you on this wonderful day. You know, I was just telling the guy who was in taking the calls and taking the names for everybody to call in and everything. I was telling him, I came close to calling you Monday, and, you know, for Memorial Day, but I just have you know that I got to go to a wonderful get-together on Memorial Day Monday and spend it with close to 70. You know, we had a cookout. We did hamburgers, hot dogs, and somebody brought out some chicken later on. But anyway, I just want to say thank you for, you know, today, and thank you for doing your job. And I'm always, very thankful to hear what you're doing and the stuff that you're doing. I'm very thankful to the Lord for that. But, you know, I served 4 years in the Air Force myself, and, I learned a lot about honor and respect. And I just want to say to all those people out there, it's worth it. You know, we need to be more thankful for the people who serve this country and continue to do so, because if they don't do what they're doing, you know, we wouldn't be where we are today. And
no,
we need
that's
to give thanks to the Lord in a major way. But
absolutely.
God bless you, brother. Love you, man. And
me too.
Just want to say thank you so much.
Amen. Thanks, Clay. Always great to hear you, and you're always such an encouragement. I appreciate that, bro. God bless you, and have a great weekend. So on the heels of this thing, what's going on in Georgia? Did you hear this? You got CBS, NBC. They're thinking about joining Netflix and Disney and boycotting Georgia. Now, we'll see how long this flies, because as much as Hollywood worships Moloch, as much as Hollywood worships in the left, literally worships, I believe it's totally a satanic stronghold. They literally worship this as a false god. Abortion is for the left, and they treat it as such. Their devotion is remarkable. But CBS, NBC, Netflix, Disney, all talking about boycotting Georgia. It's interesting on the this is from the Daily Caller. Pete Hassan pointed out Thursday night, Disney has no problem cracking down on Georgia, but has no problem partnering with communist China, which currently is putting Muslims in internment camps. Did you know that? Disney opened a $5.5 billion resort in Shanghai, China in 2016. China. So Disney apparently doesn't have problems with, you know, persecution of Christians in China, or they certainly don't have a problem with the one child rule, which they bumped it up to two, which China really is the abortion capital of the world. They would not have a problem with that. But what about all the human rights abuses in China? Or this: Chinese authorities in 2018 dramatically stepped up repression and systemic abuses against the 13 million Turk Muslims there in the area. Human Rights Watch noted that in an annual report in China. They actually have internment camps for Muslims. But Disney doesn't have a problem making money there. All of a sudden in Georgia, because Georgia's attacking their god, and their god, the liberals' god, like Iger, is abortion. That's literally it. That's why they are so ballistic about it. That's why you see women shout, "My abortion, my body, my choice." Blah, blah, blah. It is a religious devotion. They say religious-like devotion. That's because it is religious devotion to a false god. That's what it is. So Disney CEO Iger, here's what he was saying. He had an interview with Reuters. Said it would be very difficult for Disney to continue production within the state if the new law takes effect. And this is Disney has a problem with Georgia trying to protect unborn children. And who does Disney, or used to and still does to a certain extent, who do they make movies for? Children. So Disney's, you're cool with the fact that there's 60 million children who aren't able to watch Disney movies and go to Disney theme parks? Because that's been the result of it. I rather doubt we will, Iger said, of filming in the state. I think many people who work for us will not want to work there, and we will have to heed their wishes in that regard. Right now, we are watching it very carefully. He added, I don't see how it's practical for us to continue to shoot there. Really? Avengers, all that stuff, made in Georgia. There's huge movie making going on in Georgia. There's a great article that kind of deals with the reality of this, which, by the way, this reminds me, I used to talk about this when we had the bathroom bill controversy here in North Carolina. And for those of you outside of the state, you remember that. All of a sudden, we had the city of Charlotte fighting the state of North Carolina about the bathroom bill. Somebody that quote unquote identifies as the opposite gender, should they be allowed to use that opposite gender's bathroom? That was the bathroom bill fight. And Apple's CEO, Tim Cook, was saying, hey, we're not going to do anything in North Carolina. That place is like hell on earth. But I did a little digging at the time. And Tim Cook is an open homosexual, all right? And they already had, at the time, this was a couple years ago, they had 12 stores in Saudi Arabia, where Saudi Arabia regularly arrests, chemically castrates, and sometimes kills homosexuals. They have an Apple store in Mecca. So they apparently, hey, Tim, where's your outrage about the abuse of homosexuals in Saudi Arabia? And at the time, this was before Obama cut his deal with Iran. At the time, they were actually having negotiations, talking to the Iranian government about selling iPhones in Iran, which is even worse than Saudi Arabia when it comes to the treatment of homosexuals. Talk about a humanitarian crisis for the homosexual community. Saudi Arabia and Iran and Tim Cook, no, they didn't have a problem there. It was here in America. It's a joke. So here's Netflix, CBS, NBC, and Disney saying, oh, Georgia, that's the worst place in the world. Because Hollywood's just a bastion of conservative values, family values, right? So many great things coming out of Hollywood. So there's this guy at National Review, Kyle Smith. Because ultimately, even beyond Molech and even beyond child sacrifice, the God that's even bigger for them, the false God that's even bigger for them, is the bottom line. It's money. It's cash, right? So here's this article in National Review, and I'll finish with this. Few states have such a juicy combination of big subsidies, filmmaking infrastructure, and tiny costs. So it's really saber-rattling what's going on. Netflix is in Georgia in the first place only because of the state's ruthless capitalism, tax breaks for big business, and right-to-work policies. Other states have tax subsidies, but few have such a juicy combination of these, like Georgia, as well as smaller costs. Taking a planned feature out of Georgia might mean adding many millions to the budget. A few million in budget is sometimes the difference between a movie getting made or not. So pulling a project out of Georgia might mean killing it. You might even say aborting it in its early gestation. Is Hollywood willing to kill its babies because Georgia doesn't want to kill its? I doubt it. What a great point. It's all about money when it's not about killing babies. It's all about false religion. It's all demonic, the whole thing. And CNN, too, by the way. What are they going to do? Pull their headquarters out of Georgia and guarantee you they won't. All right, let's make sure we're praying for our nation. This is Steve Noble and the Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. Have a great weekend, and like my dad always said, ever forward.